something's been growing and getting bigger, right? And Christ is being formed. But I wait for it. It is the hope of righteousness. Now, but still, Abraham, by faith, believed he would have Isaac. But eventually he did receive Isaac. And now he wasn't in faith waiting for it anymore. That's why you add to your faith. Add to your faith virtue. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean we're supposed to hope for... Oh, it means... Look at it. Your whole life you're going to be hoping for righteousness and never getting it. You're going to hope for it and blah, 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 blah. No. That's not what he's saying. Because it says... If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Meaning, the apostles always speak in the highest terms. Always. Pushing us forward to have Christ formed in us. Always looking to the end. You know, when you talk to pregnant women about, like my wife, well, what she talks about to herself when she would be pregnant is that about, instead of thinking about the labor and the delivery, she would think about holding the baby at the end. Right? That's what she's looking for. Not like, yes, transition. Transition is that, I remember that from when I went to the classes for the birth the very first time, 12 years ago, that, you know, it's like, there's the transition period. That's when labor gets really tough and it's like, and it's really bad, right? And so we don't meditate on transition, which is a nice word for this, for my purpose here. We meditate on the formed, finished child. And that's why Paul is always speaking to those things, because he's calling us to a high calling in Christ Jesus, that Christ should be formed in us, that we would be conformed to the image of the Son of God. Nothing less. Nothing less. Verse 26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, and envying one another. And honestly, this can be a problem for those who seek righteousness. When they settle for something that's Ishmael. And desiring... vainglory. Meaning, you know, this is... You know, what happens is you could start to... You know, you want to be have that child formed in you. So you start declaring it. Though it's really not... The scriptures don't testify absolutely to that in you. And now people look at you and they see something less than the image of Christ. But you're strutting around as though you are the image of Christ. Right? And you provoke other people. And people start getting envious of each other. You know? And then start saying that he's not righteous. He isn't like Christ. What does he think he is? I'm better than him. And it's like, I want people to see that I'm better than him. I want people to see that, you know, that what's wrong with that guy. And so, if we live in, you know, and so, and that's, and that almost goes back to that point I said about pride. That you can't be proud and perfect. I'm perfect and proud. Nope, doesn't work. Can't do it. Can't do it. Look at attaining the righteousness of Christ. To be righteous like Christ, you can't desire vainglory, which is meaning you're going to be glorified of men because of what you've obtained in Christ. Look at the Apostle Paul. He preached it in the infirmity of his flesh. You know, I'd rather have the righteousness of Christ and not admit it fully, that other people could, you know, because I think in some ways, in Paul's time, it was a little different. It's like that you kind of had to appear all together. And now today, if you appear all together, they think, well, something's wrong. You know, something has to be wrong, right? And as it says, you know, to the Greeks I became a Greek. To the Jews, I'm a Jew. You know, and if it's be to People who are weak, I'm going to appear weak. And I will emphasize where I came from and not what I've attained. You know? The thing is, you know, people want, yes, the things I've done, blah, 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 the, I can do, blah, blah, and I have this and blah, 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 blah. Ah, it makes me sick. And the thought of actually, like, I think Paul, on the way he boasts, was only because it was just so necessary at times. Because of the things he was up against. And here he is, a bona fide apostle of God. Testified of God. You know? He had right. It wasn't vainglory. It was that he had to testify of himself because he was the vessel of the gospel. And it had to be testified of so that the gospel would go forth. And, you know, I've always said, I want to be an end time prophet. I don't believe we're in the end times yet, but when they come, I expect I will be ready. But I can't take this to myself. And I can't be for vainglory. I'm nothing. God has to make something, testify of it. And then, the works have to be done. And there's no glory in it, in the earth. That's the thing you understand. It's like, people think, oh, it's glory. No, you got to wait for it till after. Because everyone's going to hate you on the earth. But even among the few who love, don't desire vainglory among the saints of God. Don't desire to be exalted among your brethren. Among all those who seek true glory, they know what they're... this is not for pride's sake. But again, the warning of Paul merits our attention. So let us be diligent. Let us be mindful of those words. And let us walk in the Spirit.